Hello, my name is Bob Kaufman. I'm 49 years old, and today's date is August 26th, 2018, and we're recording this in Los Angeles at the Annenberg Space for Photography, and today's story is about my daughter, Mika, and the day that she was born. January 8th, 2008, was the day my daughter was born. That morning, like any other morning, my wife was 9 months pregnant, and I looked at her as I was about to go to the office, and I said, "Hey, how are you feeling today?" She said, I'm fine. Go to work." And I said, "Are you sure?" And she said, "I'm fine. Go to work. I'll call you if anything happens." And I said, I'm going to hang out today. I have a feeling." And she said, "Okay, well then if you're going to stay here, make yourself, useful." So we cleaned the kitchen. And then she said, go to work. You'll be fine. I'll be fine." And I said, "No, I'm going to hang out." And she said, "Okay, well, then we need to go shopping." So we go to the market. And then we get our groceries. We bring it back home. And I said, "How are you feeling?" And she said, I'm fine. Go to work." And I said, "I'm going to spend the day with you today." I said, we're close to the delivery date. And she said, "Okay, well, then I want to go to lunch." I said, "What do you feel like eating?" She said, "I want dim sum." So we went to have this fabulous dim sum lunch. And then I said, "What else do you want?" And she said, "I want to go to this pastry shop." So we went to this pastry shop. And she had been eyeing this pastry, and she ate this pastry. And then she said, "I want to go look at baby strollers." So we went to this store, and we looked at all these baby strollers. And then as we walked out of the store, she said, "Okay, I'm ready to have the baby." And I said, "What?" I said, "Yeah, I'm ready to have the baby." So we drove over to the hospital, and we pull up, and we said, "We're here to deliver, we're here for the delivery of our child." And they said, no, you need to come back when you're having contractions." And my wife said, "Oh, no, I've been having contractions." And they said, "As soon as we admit you, you can't eat anything anymore." She said, "Oh, I had a fabulous lunch." And sure enough, we went in, and she immediately went into labor. And at that time, my brother was just flying in to the States, and I was letting everybody know what was going on. And so sure enough, she went into labor, and a few hours later, my daughter was born, and we were so excited, and my brother kept on saying, "I'm coming to the hospital. I'm coming to the hospital. Wait for me. Wait for me." And so, when the baby is born, they want to take the baby out of the room, and they want to prepare the baby and measure and everything else. And my brother, I'm on the phone with him, and he's saying, I'm coming, just tell everybody to wait. And we're trying to explain this to the doctor and the nurses. I'm like, "My brother, you don't understand. He just flew into the country. He's driving over here right now." And I'm calling him on the phone saying, "Where are you?" He goes, "Just relax. I'm in the car. I'm trying to get there as fast as I can. Just, I got to see my daughter, my niece. I have to see my niece." And so, everyone is kind of befuddled by this situation. My wife is annoyed, and I'm trying to share the excitement of the moment with my brother, who wants so badly to be there. And everyone's quite annoyed. The nurses, everyone's waiting. And as my brother races into the parking lot, and he calls me on the phone, "Where are you? I'm coming. And so he finally kind of busts into the door, and he grabs my daughter, and he sits down, and he's so elated in the moment of he's holding my baby daughter, Mika, who was just born. And the nurses and the doctor and everyone is exasperated because they've been waiting for 45 minutes to take my daughter. And my brother looks at my daughter, and he's holding her. And he sits down on the seat in the delivery room, and he falls asleep. And he falls asleep with my daughter in his hands, to the amazement of the hospital staff. But it was kind of a magical moment that he was there to experience the birth of my daughter, Mika. And we'll never forget that day that was such an unusual day that started off with me wanting to go to work and then, or me wanting to stay home and my wife saying, you know, go ahead, we'll be fine. And it ended up being a perfect day. And it was perfect also that my brother made it there to be there with us. And I'm sitting here today, 10 years later, with my daughter in the booth with me listening. And I couldn't be more proud of her. I couldn't be more proud of her. And so pleased to share this story with everybody. Thank you for letting me share.